And this is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and with Kat Arney, looking for life in outer space. We've had quite a lot of interaction from you at home on this one. Adam Reeks points out he'd love to think that we'll discover evidence of life in our lifetimes. And Nat Spirit on Second Life has said they'll probably detect us before we can detect them, Kat.
Scary stuff. We will be continuing our search for ET shortly when we hear about a series of experiments designed to recreate the chemicals that triggered life on the early Earth. But first, let's take a look at some of this week's leading scientific breakthroughs. So, starting with what you have for us, Chris.
Well, this week, scientists have announced that they have managed to sequence the genome of an unborn baby, and they have done it using blood from the mother. So this is Jay Schenger, who's a researcher at the University of Washington at Seattle, and his colleagues. It's published this week in the journal Science Translational Medicine. What they did was to take saliva from the proposed father of the baby, I think he was the father, and from the saliva they got cells from the man's mouth, which enabled them to decode his DNA. They then went to the mother. They had a blood sample taken from her at 18 and a half weeks of pregnancy. The blood has two components to it. There are the cells that are going around. They're chiefly mum's cells. So if you take the DNA out of those cells, then you can sequence the mother. And they did this in painstaking detail. They actually got the two what are called haplotypes. Because remember that when we have genetic material in cells, there are two sets of chromosomes, one that you get from your father and one from your mother. And when we normally do a genetic fingerprint, we just get the full sequence out and we don't actually allot the genetic sequence to one or the other of the two chromosomes. We don't know what order the actual information comes in from the two. In this study, they did do that, and that was critical because then they go to the mother's plasma, the watery stuff that washes the cells around, and in there, at about 18 and a half weeks of pregnancy, believe it or not, there is about 13% fetal DNA of the DNA that's in there. So if you take that out and you then sequence that, 13.5% of the time you're reading the baby's genetic material from cells from the baby that are broken off from the placenta and started to go round in the mother's bloodstream and then splurged out their own DNA. And what they're able to do, because they knew the father's genome and they knew the mother's genome, any differences had to be attributable to the baby because they could work out what order the baby's genes were lining up in from the two parents. And they were even able to predict what mutations the baby had got de novo. In other words, new mutations that were changes to its genome that either parent didn't have. In fact, they predicted there would be 39 new genetic changes in this baby. They then waited for the baby to be born, took a sample of blood from the umbilical cord when it popped out, and then resequenced that and compared that with their genome sequence from the mother's blood, and they got it right to within 98% accuracy. In fact, they missed a few of the mutations. There were 44, not 39, but they were pretty much all the way there. So an absolutely amazing achievement. And I think what's really interesting here, they do point out that it's not practical to do this because it's so much work. You couldn't do this at this stage for just one person for every pregnancy. But if you could, and in the future you will be able to, it has enormous clinical value. But the really amazing thing to me, I asked Jay Schenger when I phoned him up and I said to him, you know, what did you spend on this? And he said, well, it was $50,000. And you think that 10 years ago, the Human Genome Project consumed millions of pounds or dollars to achieve what these guys did, as he put it, a graduate student project.
That absolutely blows my tiny mind, that story. It really does.